Well, a good Sunday morning to you, family, on this, the 17th day of May. It's hard to believe this is the May long weekend. I don't know about you, but we don't have hardly even a sign of a bud on our trees. And we were driving over through town, and it's just incredible how empty it is for this normally very, very busy weekend. So to all of you, good morning, those far and near. And we will begin by updating a few things that we have done as a church family. First of all, we have some pictures from the drive-by that we did with Grace Wilms' 80th birthday. And you'll see some of the pictures here that Richard has put up as we drove by and honked horns. And, of course, all the neighbors on the street wondered what was going on. And then they were all standing out and started to cheer for Grace, and also Rick having his birthday a couple of weeks ago. And there's Rick looking at all of us as we drove by. And so it was a very fun day. And we also then went over to Vanessa's house, and we wished her a happy birthday as well. So as I mentioned last week, if you have a special birthday or a special event that you would like us to drive by and visit, and honk horns and everything, feel free. Also, just a reminder, Jane and I are doing driveway visits. Carl, one of our elders, was out doing driveway visits the same day, and we passed each other and honked, and so we're certainly enjoying seeing all of you. We have the Daily Bread devotional books for June, and when we come to your house, we'll be happy to give you those. So if you want to book a time with us, let us know, or we can make arrangements to come by and see you. I also want to mention something else. As you know, I am doing this YouTube presentation, and as you can appreciate, the building is empty. And so I'm preaching to you all. I feel like romper room, empty. Oh, sorry, Richard. Yeah, Richard's here, and Jane's here. We're the three musketeers. But I feel like romper room. You remember the gal, she'd hold thing, and I see Norm and May and Bob and Gina. Anyway, what I'm asking is, would you please feel free to give me feedback? Last week after I preached and the YouTube was sent out, in the entire week, I only heard from one person. So I'd appreciate feedback. Even if you don't like the sermon, tell me. But I would really like it, because we're not interacting after a service as we normally do. And so I would appreciate hearing from you. Also want to now give you the birthdays for this upcoming week. Want to wish Carl a very happy birthday for the 21st, and also for Irmgard, a very happy birthday to you also. And then Richard has put in a slide here called Yippie for VeggieTales and things. It's different types of programs for children. And so he is quite impressed with it. And so if you have grandchildren or children that you would like to maybe introduce them to these things, then give Richard a call or email him, and he'll be happy to give you more information. I want to give you now our prayer and praise for this upcoming week. First of all, I want to just note David is, again, very thankful for everybody and staying healthy. I think it's incredible that in our town of nearly 23,000, we've only had 11 cases with one death, and Collingwood, I believe, has had 14 cases. And so we're very fortunate in the health level of our community. And so keep praying for each other and for everyone, because it's not simply the virus, but people are dealing with a number of different things. And you'll notice this in our prayer needs. We've got Ann Monzak has the numbness in her arm from her shoulder or fingertips, most likely a nerve issue. And thank you for continuing to pray for Jane. She has some mobility back in her arm. So also there's a number of folks, including Ann, that are having MRIs, and they're waiting to be scheduled. And there's a number of folks that are waiting for surgeries. And so we want to continue to trust that the Lord will to make it a way so that people can get their surgeries. Shauna, of course, is ready to start the American Sign Language course on Mondays, and I think there's around 12 of our congregation that have signed up, and so she's asking for wisdom and obviously prayer as she shares, and that'll be over the next few weeks. Bob Rayford, of course, I was visiting with him, and he was telling me he got horrific pain in his elbow. It turns out it's infection, and now he's on an antibiotic. And Viv, of course, continued to be concerned about her sister, Abby. And there's still no issues for Abby personally from COVID, but again, residents in her nursing home. And I was talking with Margaret Pyfinch, and Margaret has been diagnosed with epilepsy. So they're monitoring whether there's stroke plus epilepsies. And so she is on new meds. She also is not able to drive temporarily. And so my suggestion would be, if you know of people like Margaret or others that in these days when we're more able to do things, is invite Margaret to go for a ride in the car. And so, Margaret, to you, we'll certainly be praying. And so let's take a moment and pray. And if you've got specific issues, you just join with me as I pray for all of us. So Heavenly Father, on this day of the 17th of May, here we are in the midst of the long weekend. We just, Father, want to say thank you for your great creative genius as we have seen flowers blossom and grass turning green and buds slowly coming out on trees. It's incredible. Your order in the midst of all the disorder of the human race is again so noticeable. Thank you. Every morning, your mercies are new. And every day, the sun rises. And every evening, the sun sets. And so, Lord, as always, our eyes are on you. And I agree with David. I'm very thankful for all that you have done for each one of us. And so many ways you've protected and helped us. And people have had answers to prayer. And it's been marvelous. We pray now for those who have specific needs. We think of Anne and Jane with these nerve issues in their arms. Lord, that your healing would be quick for them. We also pray for Viv and her concern about her daughter or her sister. And Lord, many of us are concerned about family members. And so we just lift up our family to you at this time. We pray with Bob that the antibiotics would bring healing to his arm and give him back his mobility. We also just would ask that your power would be flowing now through Margaret and that she would have a great peace, because I'm sure she's very nervous, wondering what is going on and waiting for the doctors to give a final assessment for her. And so, Lord, we're reminded that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so would you continue to bring healing to each one? And would you continue to bring strength and energy for those that are homeschooling and those that are doing so many more things in the home because of all the restrictions, those that are working out of their homes, and those that are feeling very closed in their homes, those that are feeling very lonely. And Lord, may we have opportunities to show your love to one another in practical ways. Thank you for all those who bring food to folks and who make phone calls, for do drive-bys. All of these things may not really be seen as important now, but in hindsight, they will be of extreme importance. And so, Lord, as I lift up this family to you today, I pray your blessing and your power and your strength be upon each and every one of us, and trust that, Lord, soon we'll be able to meet together and worship you as a family. Thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. I'd like to share with you today, in my sermon title, is, what do these stones mean? What do these stones mean? The other night, after a work day of busyness, and I've been doing lots of things around the house, outside things especially, and when the day was over and we had our supper, I sat down and I watched Charlotte's Web. It was on television. Well, I haven't seen that movie for years. I mean, who can ever forget the Zuckerman Farm and talking animals and Fern and that beloved pig Wilbur and, of course, Charlotte. And as I watched the movie, and I don't know how you're finding it, but throughout these last days, many memories have been springing up in my mind, shows and things and activities. And then I haven't gone to television a lot, but every now and then I flip on the television and I watch some of the retro sports things, the retro hockey games, the retro baseball games. And so the other night, for a few minutes, I watched the 1978 Leafs, and they were playing a game. I think it was against Boston. And then there was the 1988 Oilers versus the Calgary Flames. And then the 2007 Blue Jays. And as I watched the team skate up and down the ice, and I saw a player slice a home run ball, out of the park. I was just filled with emotions from yesterday, days past. Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, Yuri Curry, Boris Salmi, Rick Vive, Frank Thomas, John Olerud, Greg Zahn. The memories just seem to flood in as I've had time to do some thinking. Many a morning I awaken and I'm thinking about the memories of days past and moments with people. And I don't know how you're finding this time, but I'm actually having opportunities to have uninterrupted thought. And often it is reflective moments. And it's not that I'm pining for the past per se, but rather I see my life in its whole context, the past, but also the present. I don't know about you, but before this pandemic, everything was on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Keep going, keep going. And now I'm actually having moments to think, well, where have we been? What has been happening? And so what I'm seeing in these times of reflection is God's direction and his love and his protection and even his discipline throughout my entire life. You know, it reminds me of a story from the Old Testament. And you'll remember Israel, they went into Egypt because of a worldwide famine. And after 40 years, after leaving Egypt, they are about to cross the Jordan River. It's the land that God had promised them. And you remember, we're nearly talking 500 years total from the time that Jacob took his family of 70 down to Egypt. Jacob of Joseph, of course, was already there through divine intervention, although it was a very hard time for him. And so they were in Egypt for about 430 years. And then after that time, Moses led them out of Egypt. And this was a time of, it had been horrific bondage at the end. People were glad, in a sense, to leave. And so after 40 years, though, of different issues, they finally are going to cross into their land of heritage. Moses has died, and now we've got Joshua, who is in charge of leading them into the promised land. And so we get this story in Joshua chapter 3, and I want to read verses 11 to 13 and verses 17. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into Jordan. Now then, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe. And it shall come about when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above shall stand in a heap. And the priest who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan River, while all Israel crossed on dry land or dry ground until all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan. So twice now, the nation of Israel had crossed on dry land through a mighty body of water. And then in Joshua 4, it says, now it came about when all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firmly. Carry them over with you and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight. So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over to the ark of the Lord your God in the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of tribes of the sons of God, of Israel. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask you later, saying, what do these stones mean to you? then you shall say to them, because the waters of the Jordan were cut off from the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever. And thus the sons of Israel did, as Joshua commanded, and they took up the 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place and put them down there. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan at the place where the feet of the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing. And they are there to this day. And Joshua said to the sons of Israel, now in verse 21 of chapter 4, when your God asks their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? You shall inform them. Inform your children, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord, your God, forever. An amazing memory to be shared for generations to come. What mean these stones? And so, this is what I'm starting to ponder in my personal reflection. I'm thinking back to memories and thinking about situations and saying, what do these stones mean? There are times that God has worked in my life and I've almost forgotten about them. The Lord has done great things. And again, he's working in the midst of every type of life circumstance, from the past and in the present. And I think Jeremiah puts it so succinctly when it comes to the idea of the present. When he talks of God in this way, in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 to 26. And Jeremiah, in the midst of all his own agony, he was going through a very, very hard time. I suggest you read the first three chapters of Lamentations, get a sense of what Jeremiah is talking about, but this is what he says. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease. His compassions never fail. They are what? New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. And so my point is this morning. It's not simply about God's tender compassions or his mercy or his loving kindnesses. It's not simply about a memorial cairn of stones that show God's miraculous power in the past. This life, every day, is about our Heavenly Father talking and walking with us, what? Every day. It's him interacting with you and I personally every day. It's his presence dwelling in us permanently, as 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, every day. Are you getting the picture? This is not about simply God in our memories or our past, although I think it's good to reflect. I think we need to take time, as I've been blessed in the reflections of the past, the good, the bad, and the ugly. God has been there. But now it's about a God who's with us right now. We need to understand that, because it's easy, I think, in the loneliness of our lives, when we don't have people all around us, to almost forget that God is really with us every day. He's here with us. So enjoy the relationship with your Heavenly Father today and tomorrow. and the next day. Now, you may feel you're on a roller coaster, but I want you to turn your head and I want you to see who's sitting right beside you. Take a look. Who's right beside you? If you look, you'll see it's God. And you're free to say to him, Father, I'm really scared. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm coming or going, and I'm lonely and everything. You can tell him that. And I think his reply will be something like the following. Hang on. I'm right beside you. I've got you. Now, since his compassion and his mercy and his loving kindness are new, what? As Jeremiah said, every morning, then I want to propose to you in the midst of the roller coaster ride, either enjoy the ride or endure the ride, but in either case, as you look back on your life in the years to come, and the next generation ask you, what do these stones mean? You can confidently say, the Lord is mighty and he was with me during those days of 2020. Now, what I would suggest in closing is maybe you need to make a cairn of stones, whatever that looks like, a memory so that you won't forget how God was with you now. And it will serve as a reminder in years to come how God has been with you. And so the reality is, in all that we're going through, blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, these days still are not easy. And as these days go by, people in some ways are feeling more concerned, more antsy. And so maybe, Lord, what all of us need to do is just pause, rest in you, and let it be even a time for reflection. How you have helped us in days past, when we were children, when we were teens, when we were young adults, when we were with young families, or we were growing up and with businesses, maybe middle age, maybe in older age and retirement. It's good to be reminded of the past, and maybe we need to take time and say to ourselves, what do these stones mean? And then as we think of our present scenario, we need to remind ourselves that new every morning are your mercies, your loving kindnesses, your compassion. They don't fail. You're faithful. And so, Lord, as we move into this week, my prayer is that we'll have a great sense that you're with us every day. Today, tomorrow, and the day after that. And Lord, in time, as time brings out hindsight moments, that we will be able to say to folks down the road, our God was mighty and working through those roller coaster days of 2020. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so may he bless you and keep you this day. And may his face continue to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may he lift up the light of his countenance upon you. And of course, give you his peace. Amen. Bless you.